You are listening to the Andy Zenka Youth Empowerment Program on KDNK, and I'm your host, Beth Weisong. And today, since it's the first day of school, I'm sitting in for the kids, talking with organizations from around the valley that support students. And we are learning about programs that are being offered in the 2018-2019 school year. So next in the studio with me, I have Diana Andrews, who is the program manager for Garfield County Prep. Welcome to KDNK, Diana.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So first, tell listeners about Garfield County Prep and your mission.
Absolutely. Garfield County Prep is under the Colorado Sexual Health Initiative, known as COSHI, and it's funded by the Personal Responsibility Education Program, PREP for short.
Hence PREP, yes.
Yeah, so that's the grant that funds the program. And in Garfield County, PREP provides youth with age-appropriate, medically accurate, and evidence-based strategies proven to help reduce the risk of unintended pregnancy and sexually transmitted infections. The PREP grant is in three counties in Colorado, and so COSHI in any one of the three counties can also offer Beyond the Birds and the Bees. It's an askable adult workshop geared towards professionals who work with adolescents with the goal of building trusted adult youth relationships and fostering those adult child communications around sensitive topics such as sexual health, consent, and healthy relationships. And then I also run a summer youth intern program as well.
Yeah, so tell us about that summer internship. You have a lot going on in that organization, and then all of that you just said, and then now you get to really focus on the kids, working with the kids too. So tell us about that summer program, and did you have a successful summer?
Thank you. I lived through it, so it was successful.
Of course. when working with teens, if you lived through it, it's always successful, right?
We generally employ upwards of 14 to 19-year-olds. We pay them to volunteer in their community, mainly through festivals and events. The idea is if they're going to have a trusted adult and have those adult-child communications on sensitive topics, they need to be able to talk to adults on any topic. So we do a lot of fun things like youth judging a car rally, sorting compostable and trash at strawberry days, making euros at mountain fair. We help build trails at Roaring Fork Outdoor Volunteers. And then we will be at the Teen Zone at the Valley View Safety Fair coming up in September.
Okay, so essentially you're not finished with these interns. You're
Never.
Still working with them.
Yeah. I engage them largely in the summer for two reasons. I want to prove to the teens that there really is a lot to do in our valley. And then on the flip side, I want to show adults that we have an untapped and valuable resource in the form of teens. When you engage them and let them be themselves, they really do soak it up as a sponge. We have lots of fun, and they make those connections with their community, maybe light sparks for hobbies and careers, and just kind of widen their breadth of opportunities on what there is available to them that they might not have otherwise known about.
That's great. So do you work with teens basically from freshman year, or and go, do they move through the process throughout this?
I take them as long as they are available and interested. Yeah. Apparently there are laws around who I can pay, so they have to be 14,
right,
for me to legally hire them. And then as they are interested and available, they decide what activities they want to engage themselves in and then show up that day and do the work. So they're not full on everything. I do challenge them to push their comfort levels, but I don't force them to do anything that they don't want to do, because that just causes problems for
right.
me.
You want to give them choice, especially when
Absolutely.
They're learning the
yes.
What they want to do in life. It's great.
And then I also always look for any opportunity to give youth voice. Mm-hmm. So I have some interns who actually write entries for the Garfield County Prep blog, or I'll ask them to reflect on their experience, and then I'll collect those reflections and put it out on our Facebook page and things like that. There's also, I'm actually going to start getting a new website design, and we need some youth input on the information that we want to give to adults as well as youth, and I need to add an LGBTQ+ page, so I would really welcome anybody who wants to give input on that as well.
Oh, great. So how can students become involved in this internship program? Are you open to new candidates or?
Absolutely. In the past, they've either come from my personal connections with youth in the school or people in the school have recruited them for me. I've got several who have graduated and moved on, so they can contact me at garfieldcountyprep@gmail.com, or there's a contact us form on our website, and just express an interest. I keep them engaged as much as I can through the school year. The bulk of what we do is through the summer. But for instance, if they're in middle school and want to get involved before a paid internship, I'm going to be helping to facilitate the Gay Straight Alliance. You don't have to be LGBTQ to be a part of that group. You just have to be supportive and interested so they can get involved there. I'll also be facilitating a like group at Coleridge High School, and I'll be offering enrichment to Bridges High School students probably on Tuesdays. And then I'm going to start a youth group. We're going to start this Friday at Sunday Studios in Rifle. I'll provide lunch and just a cool place to hang out and do whatever we want, make crafts, eat pizza, stare at the ceiling. I don't care.
That's great. So because there's no school in RE2 on Friday.
Right.
So you're going to be down there. And
from 11 to 1.
11 to 1 at the Sun.
It's called Sundee Studios.
Okay.
S-U-N-D-E-E. That's the owner's name. Full of beads and feathers and all kinds of fun stuff that we can keep our hands busy while our mouths are moving. And I hope to do that meeting maybe once in Rifle and then at Burning Mountain Pizza in Silt, so that it'll flip location and people from Newcastle and Silt don't have to travel to Rifle all the time.
Okay.
And then I'm going to look to do the same sort of thing in Parachute on their day off on Mondays.
Okay.
So hopefully that will continue to grow as the school year gets going.
Yeah, that's great. So is there a certain age group for those groups on Friday?
No.
No? You're pretty open to...
Technically, we serve 10 to 21-year-olds.
Okay.
But, you know, what you're comfortable with as far as peers and age group.
Yeah. You're just open to anybody who wants to be supportive and have a good time.
And have pizza.
There you go.
Because I've been told by the teens, pizza is life.
Well, it's kind of true.
You know, it is.
I mean, it'll be my last meal.
It's true at my house.
So you kind of covered what you're going to be offering in the school. So it sounds like you're pretty much from Basalt all the way out to Parachute now.
We are in the schools with our evidence-based curriculum from Basalt to Rifle.
Okay.
I'm starting conversations in District 16, but I am interested in doing anything community-based while we work to get the schools on board if they want to add prep programming.
Okay.
But we'll do it in the communities otherwise so that the kids have a place to go.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Well, thanks, Diana. So is there anything else you want to add?
One big thing for adults, educators, I am conducting a Draw the Line facilitator training September 11th, 12th, and 13th. We're bringing in the developers of the curriculum, ETR, to conduct the training. We train staff at the schools to deliver the curriculum to 6th through 8th graders. I've got some nonprofits. I've got somebody from Eagle County. So if there's anybody interested in bringing the curriculum to their classroom, their school, their youth group, then I provide the training free of cost. We provide the materials and food, and it's going to be at the Morgridge Commons in Glenwood Springs. And I have a registration form. If they want to contact me, I can send that out.
Okay, and what were the dates again?
September 11th, 12th, and 13th.
Okay, that's great information. Yeah. Well, and before Diana and I sign off, I want to plug an upcoming program that will broadcast during the Andy Zinke Youth Empowerment Program on Thursday, August 30th at 4:30. In July, Stacy Stein recorded a discussion between a mental health professional named Corey Barrett, who visited the teen intern program with Garfield County Prep. And so, Diana, can you give us a little preview about that conversation? What can listeners look for if they tune in on August 30th?
Yes, thank you. I'm looking forward to hearing it. Corey is from Denver. He's worked with DHS and some LGBTQ pride groups. So he opened himself up to come and hear from the youth directly. They crafted some questions they had on him regarding access to sexual health, access to birth control, what it's like for different cultures, and his experience of getting sexual health education, and if that looks different in different parts of the state other than the Valley, because that's what they know. And then they just really opened up about their experiences, good, bad, and otherwise, and just really had a frank, open conversation about their thoughts, feelings, and experiences around sexual health.
Yeah, that's going to be a great program. I'm grateful for Stacy Stein for being there to capture it. And so, listeners, please make sure to tune in on Thursday, August 30th at 4:30 for a special edition of AZYEP. And so thanks so much for chatting with me today, Diana. It's great to have you here at KD&K, and we appreciate the support you offer teens in the Valley.
Thank you, and I hope to see you all at our booth at the Teen Zone Safety Fair for Valley View Hospital September 8th.
September 8th. Good to know.
Thank you.
We will stop by.
Awesome.
All right. Stay tuned to KD&K. Coming up after the music break, we will be talking with Michaela Eidhammer, who is the executive director from the Aspen Youth Center, about the programs they will be offering for students this fall.